Hello, little honey.
To the podcast.
Yes, once again, weeks are flying by.
I know. How are you?
Jinx. Good.
I'm getting asphyxiated by my candle.
I find mine is very potent too. Unless I cook and I need to get rid of that smell, I don't light mine.
Yeah, it's assaulting my senses.
Which one is it? The peach?
No, it has mountains on it. I don't know what it is. It's far away from where I'm at, but
mountains.
I think it's like winter or something.
Pine.
No, it smells like, I don't know, snow.
Okay. What does snow smell like?
I don't know, but if it's like this candle, it's too much.
Stay out of the winter.
Yeah. So, did you watch all your shows this week?
I did, plus some.
What new stuff did you watch?
The Academy of Country Music Awards, or
oh yeah, it's called the CMAs.
No, it started with an A. It was the Academy of something, because they kept thinking the Academy.
It's the CMAs. Country Music Awards.
No.
Okay.
Let me check my sources.
I'm the one that pushed record on your TV. Anyways.
Yeah, watch that.
Miranda Lambert. Well, we can talk about that.
Yeah.
Miranda Lambert was the best performer of the night.
I don't think so.
Who do you think?
I thought the duet with Eric Church and that new girl Amanda with the snakes was amazing performance.
The rattlesnake versus the copperhead.
Yeah, I liked that one a lot.
Yeah, I did too. I forgot.
Yeah, Miranda was pretty hot.
Yeah, she could have gone without the one-piece latex outfit. I mean, she's looking good.
Yeah.
But that's not the most flattering, in my opinion.
It kind of made a shine on her pooch.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Yeah. So, oh well.
I got a cramp in my toe.
Oh, man. You ought to see Daddy's toe.
Yeah.
It's still it looks like somebody just slammed a sledgehammer on it.
Well, that's what he gets for not going to the doctor.
And self-medicating. And then he left his Neosporin here.
Crazy. Wow. I can't imagine. Wasn't that bothering him the whole day?
Yeah. He said he didn't even sleep well because
the covers were rubbing on
it? It rubbed on his foot. Yeah, on his toe. It's called the ACM Awards, Academy of Country Music Awards.
They've changed it.
Well, sorry.
Well, yeah, Miranda's performance was an FU to Blake Shelton.
I heard on the radio the next day that they were saying it seems that way, and, you know, people would have just loved to see Blake and Gwen Stefani's face during the performance, but they think it's very customary for, like, an ex or, you know, a competitor to leave the audience during another one's performance, so not to take away their, you know, shine.
Yeah.
Because the whole time the cameras would have been on them.
That sounds like a very nice political answer. But my second favorite performance was the Red Solo Cup guy with Brooks and Dunn.
Luke. What was his name? Luke something. Dang it.
Combs?
Yeah, Combs. Luke Combs.
Like honey.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the solo cup.
With the solo cup. He's just regular.
Yeah.
He just got out his 18-wheeler on a big road trip. Come yeah. to sing at the Country Music Awards.
For real.
And he's got a hot little blonde girlfriend.
Yeah. Think money and fame gets you a lot. Think she wants
the fame?
I don't know. But he's so sweaty looking.
Well, because he's so big. Big people sweat. And I bet it's hot on stage.
But I'm saying it's not worth that.
You're going to have a lot more money.
Yeah. Or really, really high tolerance for sweaty and stinky.
Ugh. Yeah, I can't imagine sleeping in the same bed.
Well,
what'd you think of Reba?
I don't mind her at all.
She wasn't
She's not
as bad.
Taylor Swift.
No, no.
Those are the people I don't like. It's people like Taylor Swift or the one that is the brunette that's the same as Taylor Swift, the Havana girl that was on the other music awards.
Oh,
every...
yeah.
Reba's fine with me.
Well, she usually annoys me because it always goes back to her and how good she is, but
she does sound like the new Bachelorette Miss Amanda, which is annoying.
No, Hannah.
Oh yeah, that's Amanda. Sorry. What did I say?
Hannah B. You said Amanda.
Oh, I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because like, I mean, she's traveled the world. She could try and tone down the country accent a little bit.
And now I'd like to introduce you.
Yeah. And I also liked Kelly Clarkson. Who did she sing with? Speaking of her.
She sang with a man. Who was it?
I don't know.
It was a George Strait. No, Miranda sang with George Strait. Yeah. They didn't give that to Kelly.
No.
She's not real country.
No, she's kind of a mix, though. She sang with Jason Aldean?
Yes, I love that song. That's their duet.
Yeah. Stay with me tonight. Won't you want to stay here a little while?
I love your voice.
I can sing really good if I'm trying, okay?
Me too.
Well, yeah. I did enjoy almost every performance, though.
I didn't. My note said bad songs.
Well, yeah, you wanted them to be singing weird. You didn't appreciate the songs they were singing.
Yeah, like George Strait. With all of his millions of hits, he sings, "There's a train out of Dallas."
Hey,
on it.
Represent.
That is not a great George Strait song. Baby,
I like that
song. No, that's not a good Drake. He could have sang Amarillo by Marvin.
I don't think he can sing anymore.
Yeah, it seemed like he was having trouble. I think that's why they put Miranda with him, because she could help him out.
Brooks and Dunn, they could still sing.
Yeah. Yeah, it sang like with Miley Cyrus and Dolly when they
sang. Lord, Dolly was like 1, 2, 3. Come on, 1, 2.
They were singing Jolene, Jolene.
Yeah.
I want to go see George Strait in Las Vegas. It's his final concert again.
I don't think it's going to be good, though. Yeah, I mean, you're there to sing yourself, really, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, I could say I was there, and we could be in Las Vegas. I mean, you went to see Britney Spears. Was she good?
The CD was good.
Well, exactly.
She definitely did not sing a single tune.
Maybe if we're lucky, they'll put in a George Strait CD, and we could just sing along, and we know the tunes.
Yeah.
The only thing, it's in August. That's going to be hotter than heck. In
it's
the desert.
Be roasty toasty.
Yeah.
But I already told you, all of Vegas is like inside now.
Well, that's good. I don't want to go outside if it's hot. I don't like
Yeah, because the only way to get to our hotel was to go through Aria and they pump some kind of perfume in the hotel, and Taylor was like nauseated every time because she hated the smell so much.
Oh, that's gonna be me. I can't stand. I don't know. We talked about it the other day. I don't think perfume's as big a deal, popular like it used to be. Maybe it's just me. I don't like it anymore.
I mean, I still think it's pretty popular. I think it's been as popular as it's always been in my lifetime. So maybe if you're talking before 25 years ago.
Yeah, because we used to always shop for perfume. Me and Aunt Debbie used to drive to Baton Rouge to the Galleria. It was the Galleria Mall to buy perfume.
Wow, that's a little excessive.
Yeah, because they didn't have a Clinique.
Well, now they have like Bath and Body Works, which is like sprays and like.
And the body scented lotions and wash and all that. Yeah. Yeah. And we take a bath more. We don't stink like we used to back then.
Gross. Well, should we talk about other shows?
Should we? Wait, I have another thing about the CMAs or AMC, whatever it was. I still need to find out what was going on with Chris Stapleton and his wife during that performance. He was drunk or stoned, and she was like singing to him.
She
like,
was saying, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Like, just read my lips and sing after what I'm singing.
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, at the very beginning, he started singing and she wasn't singing. She like picked up halfway through a sentence, like, and then we, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Something happened.
Like, she was either he started early or she was like, what are you singing? I'll just start singing what you're singing so we can cover it up.
Yeah. I don't know. But I didn't hear anything about it.
Well, let's talk about Summer House.
My favorite.
I know. I wrote, the editing with the man search, Amanda and Kyle, is hilarious.
You mean at this function they went to and he's holding her purse?
Yeah, and they keep going back to him and he's like holding the purse, like doing something dorky, and they're like looking around at all the good looking men.
Yeah, yeah. I have to say, she looked really pretty.
Yeah, she's kind of basic. She looks like somebody I used to know that was pretty basic, but everybody said she was so pretty, and I was like,
I know exactly who you're talking about. We'll discuss it later.
off the record.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I thought she looked good, though. She looked pretty, like she prettied herself up instead of...
I liked the foreign guy sweep in on Lindsay.
How weird that she had him in her phone.
Well, I think they only have so many people that party with them at the Hamptons.
True. I'm just starting to think between them and Ramona's group, there ain't a lot happening in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
You just got to get drunk at your pool and there's like two restaurants to go to.
Yeah. Doesn't sound fun to me.
Yeah. So, and they're pretty, they're all fuddy duddy with stick in the mud, you know, high society people.
Yeah.
Highbrow. That's what I mean to say. They're summering in the Hamptons, you know.
Yeah. I feel bad for Brazil for Carl.
Brazil.
That's what he was last week.
Oh, okay.
Remember when they were all the different countries for the World Cup?
Yeah, got it.
He wants to be with Paige, but she's like, I don't know.
He's a brat.
Yeah.
I mean, she keeps flirting and teasing, like, to the extreme. Like, she's just rubbing his face in it and on purpose.
Yeah.
I think Kyle wants to marry me? I was like, Carl. Oh, what? Carl, you like me? Yeah. And it's like, oh, shut up. Are you in high school?
Her voice is just, it wears on you.
And her face is getting too pointy. Every week it gets more pointy.
I think you're just starting to not like her.
I think so. I like Hannah more. Lindsay's okay, but Danielle's just, she's too much.
Danielle wasn't even on this one.
Well, she got there late on Saturday because she went to see Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
So excited. They invited her backstage.
They were all making fun of her.
Yes.
That's funny. I like that.
Small world.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's see what my notes, if what my memory's not remembering.
Well, I thought Lindsay's apology to Hannah was very adult.
Yes, about her always referring to her feminist or non-feminist way.
Yeah.
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 I thought so too, because I think she probably just picks up on that because she doesn't know her, and that's all she can see. Is that
yeah, because they don't know her.
Yeah. How about Carl called his mom, and he says, "Hey, I made out."
Oh, I didn't even hear that.
It was right at the beginning. He's on the phone outside by the pool, and he's talking to his mom. And then, of course, they go into his little confessional. It's like, you know, my mom and dad got divorced, and she's
my
friend, and I can always count on her, you know, like always. And then he goes, "Hey, mom, guess what? I made out." And she goes, "What?" And he goes, "Yeah, I made out. There's a cute girl here." And she goes, "That's a little bit too much information, Carl." I mean, wow. She's got a little bit of brain. So, I don't know.
He probably was like, "The producers are making me say this, mom."
I made out.
That's funny.
Just to say it like that.
Yeah, that is. Why didn't he just say, "I kissed a girl"?
Yeah, that's so much more elegant or sweet. That's a sweet thing.
Yeah, there's this girl I like and we kissed.
Yeah, I made out.
Ew. He's gross.
Yeah, and then he got fired.
Oh, yeah, because he didn't meet his quota. Is that why you're getting a summer Friday? What does that mean, a summer Friday? You get off early on Friday because it's a summer?
I don't know. I never heard of a summer Friday.
Yeah,
for real. You're on vacation or you're not?
I don't know. But at least that little weasel guy had no airtime.
Yeah, they settled him down.
And you know what all I could imagine was when Hannah woke up and went to his room in his bed immediately is their breath stink.
Yes. I just don't get that whole thing about having all these roommates in a house anyway.
I don't know. So would you be on a show? If I was going to be on a show.
But, I mean, let's say you weren't on a show. Because evidently they've done it without being on a show.
I don't know. I guess if it was fun. I'm not sharing a room with the boy.
No, but, like, you'd wake up and go get in bed with the boy and talk. Ugh.
Maybe. It sounds kind of fun.
Okay. We'll have to make a list. Who's going to go to this summer house?
Okay. And we also have to get a summer house.
And then you can call me and say, "Mom, I made out."
Ew. I shan't.
Yeah, you will. Okay.
That's it. Nothing else.
No.
Well, did you watch Vanderpump?
Yeah, I watched them all.
And I think I only saw the last half.
Let's see. Let me review. That one's on Monday. Well, same as Summer House, but usually I watch Vanderpump on Monday and then I watch Summer House later in the week because I record it.
So what happened on Vanderpump?
Okay, Vanderpump. They're still in stinking Mexico at the beginning. And we get to hear all about Tom Schwartz's penis again. He talks about it with Sandoval and Ariana saying,
"What's wrong with it?"
That Katie is always putting him down, telling him he doesn't have a good penis. And he says, "I have a perfectly fine penis." And so he's like, you know, venting to them. And then you see,
why would she marry somebody with a shitty dick
and give him the ultimatum? I don't know.
That's ultimate alpha move right there.
Yeah. And then he says, you know, I'm going to just take charge and I'm going to do something romantic. So he gets the room service or whatever to bring all these bags of potato chips to the room with rose petals, and he dumped and candy.
Oh, I saw that.
Like, all the snacks all over the bed, like, here, little fat pig, come to bed with me.
Yeah, is that supposed to be like sexy?
Oh, evidently. And then he hired somebody to play the violin in the room. It was just so lame.
Wow, they're desperate.
Oh yeah, very, very lame.
Well, I saw the whole thing where Raquel invited
everybody
to their
shower.
puppy shower, and she was like completely serious, like asked with a straight face, and Stassi was like, no.
They all were like, what? No.
Yeah,
and
that was funny.
Those big doe brown eyes, I mean, you can't help but like want to pet her like my little sweet lab, you know. It's like she literally is out to lunch. There's nothing in there.
I know. I feel bad for her.
And Stassi told her James was like Charles Manson, and she said, "Who's Charles?"
She said, "Who?" Yeah, I saw that.
And then at the end, they're in the car, and she's telling James, "Nobody wants to come. Everybody is staying away from me because of you." And it's like, oh God. And then she says, and they show him driving away, and she says, "Who's James Manson? Charles Manson?"
Oh God.
I know. I know.
That's all premeditated. That's the script of the show.
Well, yeah. And especially after hearing Brittany on the podcast with Heather McDonald.
Yeah.
She said they're not friends with James. When they're not filming, they don't hear from James. They don't see James. They don't
hang out. Well, I remember when James came on.
Yeah. He was a friend of a family friend of Lisa, and a friend of Lisa's son.
Yeah.
So she said, you know, and it makes sense because in real life, Jax and the Toms and Katie and Kristen and all of them were friends before they ever started the show. And
they're
still friends. So,
yeah. And, you know, they've all slept with each other. Isn't that weird?
Let's see. So Jax slept with Kristen and Stassi.
Yeah. Tom has slept with Kristen and Ariana.
Yeah. Schwartz is the only one that's been
Schwartz and with. Katie.
Yeah.
And
did Jack sleep with Lala?
I don't remember, but Lala slept with Ariana.
And James.
And James,
and Kristen slept with James. Kristen was dating James.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very incestual.
Who slept with Sheena?
Nobody.
Nobody likes Sheena.
What's Brandy's husband? That's it.
Oh. That's how she got on the show.
Yeah.
Brandy from The Housewives, in case some of my listeners don't know.
Yeah, you guys, we got a long tread of tangled webs here.
Yes, that's how Vanderpump kicked off, because Lisa had the Real Housewives come to Sir and threw it in Brandy's face by making Sheena her waitress.
Yeah. And Sheena looked way different then.
She did.
That was prior to all the plastic surgery that she has had.
Yeah. Injections, plastic surgery, black hair dye. Yeah.
Well, should we move on to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Yes. Oh, I have one thing, though. Lala's
you always have one
anxiety
thing.
Attacks. Well, I'm looking at my notes. All the anxiety attacks was pretty annoying and pretty random. Like, all of a sudden, she's having anxiety attacks. Anyway, I have a quote. Jack says, Are we doing prayers over Lala while she's having anxiety attacks? Because she wanted everybody to touch her. Just touch me. And all the girls had like their hands on her arms and her back and her. It's like, okay. Well, anyway,
me anxiety just thinking about all those people touching me.
I know. Well, I heard on some show I was watching that, you know, CBD oil and all of that is all the rage. Actually, I heard it from on Dr. Dubrow's podcast. He had another doctor, and they were talking about the controversy about CBD oil and all that. And he said, I wouldn't recommend it. He said, you know, they're claiming, you know, it helps with this, it helps with that, it cures this. He said there's too many unknowns, but one known thing is that it promotes anxiety attacks, especially if you're prone to them, panic attacks.
So that's what Lala's up to. I thought it was just to cure anxiety.
Well, that's not what this doctor said. I don't know. So anyway, that was my thoughts on that. Lala's having CBD oil and having anxiety.
So, well, Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
We're still at Puppy Gate.
Oh, I know.
That's all we have to talk about.
I have one thing written down, same as last week.
What?
Kyle needs to get rid of the hat. Jeez, the thing is so bad.
Yeah. I put...
This time it's black.
I put poor Denise at TomTom by herself.
What was that about? Like, Lisa just, like, ignored her or just stood her up?
I think she forgot that she invited her, is what they made it seem like.
I wonder if Denise just screwed that all up.
Well, I think
Lisa's birthday.
Well, it was probably all of them invited, and then they all decided not to go.
I don't know. They all said they weren't invited.
Well, who's to say what's what? But
yeah, I did notice how there. Pandora and the brother walk up
so awkward.
Yeah, and then say, Mommy, we want to say we support you. You're having trouble with your friends, and we're here.
That's what I wrote.
Yeah, it was like, and Pandora's humongous. I hope she's pregnant. They didn't show her, but her neck and her boobs are up in her neck like a fat girl, not like she had a boob job. It's too bad. Yeah, and she looks just like Ken. Her mother's Lisa, and looks like Ken.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah, I thought she looked like she always looked.
I think she's gained some weight, but anyway, yeah, that was kind of weird. Poor Denise. And how about PK with his diabetes? I mean, that what always caught my attention, but
the number he read, 130? What was that number?
310.
What is that number? That's not your A1C.
No, it's your glucose level.
So what is normal?
Well, it depends what time he took it. When you wake up in the morning after sleeping all night, like a 12-hour fast, it should be less than 120.
Oh,
so
okay.
So if that was breakfast, like if you have a good meal and you take your blood sugar, I mean, it could go up to 310 right after eating, but it should not ever get up that high. 200 is after a meal. And even an hour after a meal, it should be less than that. That's
I was like, high. Who knows what that number is?
Yeah, they should have defined it. But
yeah, the conversation is so just
dumb.
Acted. I try every day to get PK to eat some vegetables, and he won't.
I'm like, did you see the spread on the table? Like, I'm sure that's a regular meal.
And did you see her run away from the Nutribullet? Like, a bunch of dodo heads? Like, it was going to get them?
I know. So
and she was like, if I can't down this, then PK will never drink this.
Yeah.
She grinds my gears.
Oh, me too. And then she sits at the table with the family, and they all have these plates of food. And the little boy says, "What's that?" And she says, "Oh, it's just a little dill. It won't hurt anything, but mommy will remove it if you like." It's like, yeah. Obviously she had it catered in or whatever, but
or a chef
puts a piece of dill on your food. But
what's up with the what's it called? The hairstyle and the boobs.
Well, her boobs look like cantaloupes.
Her hair looks like a dog, like that one dog. What yes. dog is that?
Are you talking about when she has her little like
ponytail on the top of her head? Whenever she comes in with the boobs.
Okay, yeah. It looks like I Dream of Jeannie. Like,
oh yeah,
yeah.
Well, but I'm thinking of that dog where it can't see unless it has its hair up like that.
Yeah. Maybe it's a Shih Tzu. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. But it also, when she has it like in that little trailer park perm, that kind of looks like a Shih Tzu too. So I don't know.
I'm talking about the ponytail that looks unnatural because it's all one length.
Yeah. It's a wig. It's a...
Well, I know it's a wig, but it's like, it's cut in a weird way.
Yeah.
So.
I know.
And where was... my favorite person, Erica Jayne, the only good person in the show.
She is not really have a storyline. She's on tour, they say.
Well, I'm mad.
They said she couldn't be there that Friday. So then they substitute
Camille.
And she starts going off like she's gossiping and she's so interesting. And they're just laughing at her.
Yeah.
She's not even... I don't know.
Yeah, she was talking about Lisa Vanderpump's gums.
Yeah, well, before that, she's talking about her ex-husband having sex and stuff.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, she said, "I don't even remember ever going to bed with him, although it wasn't that great and it wasn't that often anyway." And everybody's laughing. Oh, my God, I love this comedian. Well,
it's Kelsey Grammer.
Well, I know. I mean, I guess that is interesting when you think of that, but...
Yeah. I would never look at him and say he's probably good in bed.
He's Kramer.
Was he? No, Kramer? He's Frasier.
Oh, Frasier. Who was Kramer?
In Seinfeld.
Dang, I'm getting my sitcom.
No. He's Frasier.
Frasier. Yes.
Good show, though.
I loved it. Loved it.
Yeah. So. Beverly Hills is a little bit of a bust to me.
Yeah, and especially when, okay, so Denise is like, yeah, I think I'm going to have to go talk to Lisa. It's like, what?
Hey, you don't even know her.
What are you going to do about anything, dits?
Yeah. And she's like, well, I don't want to get on her bad side.
Yeah, so let me go stick my nose in this.
Yeah.
So dumb. Well, she's tearing out her kitchen. I can't wait to see what that looks like.
Yeah, that's interesting TV.
I know. I wish they would show. Did you see what it looked like, though, before?
No, pretty much every time they turn to her, I, like, look at my phone or.
Well, she has. It's like, first of all, it's just so tacky to me. Everything's gold and glass. You know, like there's no wooden, you know, regular doors like to the pantry. It's like all these glass doors like you're in a store.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, but they're going to redo the kitchen because it's too dark. So, well, and that's where Kyle was when they had their falling out. So she was demoing a cabinet with a crowbar, take out her frustrations.
Oh, well, let's talk about New York.
Okay. I like New York.
I have a line that I thought was hilarious.
Okay.
Tinsley. Why did I write Kinsley? Tinsley is on the hind tit.
I wrote that down too. I'm always the one getting the hind tit.
What is a hind tit?
Well, when you have a mama.
Yeah, they have all the boobs and it's the last one for the runt.
Knees, and it's the one in the back and the little runt.
I mean, I get, I didn't mean for you to have to explain. I get it.
It's like a knee on a pee.
Yeah, I get the actual thing. I've just never heard that said in a sentence.
Really? About from a high society New
York. Human. Yeah, but I also wrote Bethany coming in saying, I know none of y'all have any tampons. Oh. I thought that was hilarious.
Wow, well, let's think about it.
She said all of y'all have cobwebs.
I did hear that. Well, I think Dorinda just turned 50. Yeah. Ramona's too old. Sonia's probably mid-50s. I think Ramona's the oldest.
Well.
But, yeah, I guess that's true. Tinsley, she's only 43.
Well, she asked Tinsley. She was like, I know you might have a tampon.
How old is Bethany, I wonder?
I think like 40s.
Yeah.
But I did also love Ramona looking at herself in the mirror and saying, I've got great legs, great boobs, great arms.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate the confidence. I mean, who's to tell her she doesn't have great legs, great boobs, and great arms?
I think she does. I think she's a cute little body.
Well, I mean, it's all a matter of opinion anyways. So
she's got a little pooch, but that's because she drinks too much.
And that's what Sonia told her.
Oh, she did? I must have missed.
She told her in the bathing suit, she was like, man, your belly.
Oh.
And she was like, ah. I love how they're just so, like.
It's so real.
And so, like laissez, what's the word? Laissez-faire, whatever.
Laissez-faire.
Like. That's what I said, right?
I think like, you said A with a B.
No, like, you know, Sonia said my stomach looked bad, but I have great legs, great boobs, great arms.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Because she'll insult Sonia just as bad tomorrow.
I mean, oh, yeah.
Or worse.
Well, she's still talking about Barbara being butch.
You heard him talking about her shirt. And what's with the belly button?
Oh, yeah. It's just like, my daughter doesn't even show her belly button like that.
I thought that was funny.
And the boots.
And all in black. I mean, oh. And so where is Luann this whole afternoon? They're talking about Luann. They're talking about
how she's getting her massages.
She's getting a massage. She's in the kitchen. She's serving herself some food. She's just like lounging and everybody else is somewhere else in the house.
It's like they're on a work trip.
Yeah, I know. It's just very weird.
Yeah. I was not a fan of the hairy butt crack.
That was the ugliest man to put out there.
And well,
there was nothing good looking about him.
I thought it was hilarious whenever Sonia said the first guy came out and she said not as advertised.
He's the real chef.
Yeah, he's that big guy
shows and all kind of stuff. Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious. Not as advertised.
But then this guy, I mean, ugh.
Yeah, he didn't look any better. Was he like 5 feet tall?
Yes, and hairy and had a big hooked nose. I don't know.
Well, I also really liked when Sonia was off the deep end because she was drunk.
Was she drunk? She was behaving really weird because they've shown her drunk a million times on that show.
Well, she prescription was... pills and alcohol don't mix well.
Well, she was there. It was the next level from drunk.
She was... Well, she said, "Don't touch the letters."
And how about the dog? She's holding the dog up like she's going to, like, cut him in two.
I said, put the dog down. If I had to be stuck in the house in the Hamptons for an entire day with those people, I would be drunk, too.
Oh, yeah. And they're not even in the Hamptons. They're in the Berkshires.
Oh, yeah.
That's absolutely zero stuff.
Well, And still all of the rude comments about the fish room.
Yeah, I mean,
you're how ugly can you be?
I know. I mean, just to her face.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's surely they don't behave like that on, you know.
Well, maybe that coaxed. The producers told them, we need a little bit of something right now. What can we make this about?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know, but they're pretty rude.
They're very rude.
Well, and Bethany. What? Every time, if you talk when I talk, it completely blanks you out.
Okay, go ahead. Bethany what?
Oh, Bethany talking about Luann, talking about her.
Yeah.
She was like, she better, I don't even know what she was saying, but treat me like a queen.
Yeah, she better be kissing my ass. She better not be talking about me. She can do anything she wants. She better not be talking about me.
Yeah.
Well, besides, I would like to know exactly what they did for Luann besides helping her get into rehab. Did they give her money? Did they buy her a house?
I think that's kind of what Bethany made it sound like.
Because I think I remember them talking like they wanted Jill or whose husband? They wanted to talk to somebody's husband about lending her money to buy this house, like giving her money. And it's like, who does that?
I don't know.
Anyway, well, they're crazy. So.
Huh. Anything else on that show?
I don't think so. No.
Well, did you watch Project Runway?
I did, except with get to see the end and who lost and who won. I did
the streetwear.
Yeah. I saw, you know, at the very end when they put the best and the worst, but I didn't see who was the loser and who was the winner.
The Indian man went home.
Which
spoiler alert.
Which one? It's okay. The fat one?
No, the Indian one.
The little one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he's the only Indian.
Well, where's the... Oh, the other one's from Colombia or something, South America.
Yeah, he's like Hispanic or...
Yeah, well, he's Colombian or whatever.
Central American or something. Yeah.
Okay. And then the bald one, the fat one, the one that Christian was getting onto him because he's like, what? You have time to eat?
Oh.
Did you see that?
No, I only watched like the last little half. Okay. I only watched the good part.
Well, I was fast forwarding a lot of it, but... I saw that part where Christian's talking to them. And so I wanted to hear. So there's a couple of them sitting at the table eating. And Christian's like, so you guys are finished? And the fat bald one says, no, but I haven't eaten since this morning. And he's foreign too. I don't know where he's from though. And Christian said, are you kidding me? I wouldn't eat for 3 days when I was trying to get my collection out. And he's like, yeah, look at you. And I thought, wow, that's disrespect. I said, Christian's going to go off on him. He told him something snarky, but, you know.
Well, I loved the skirt pants with that was all black. It's the girl with the short black hair.
Yeah, I liked hers too. Did she win?
No. The winner was
the short skirt.
Yeah,
like the sneakers.
Yeah,
yeah. I liked his the craftsmanship or however you call it. Yeah, when you show, was awesome.
Yeah, I also liked the bitchy one, the bitchy romper with the culottes pants.
Was that the one with the blue jacket?
No, the one that was a romper, all one piece.
I know, I'm trying to think of which one it was.
But the bottom, the pants were like culottes. They were like really flared. And it was like a tweed looking pattern. And it's bitchy guy that made it.
I think it was the wrong fabric for that outfit.
No, I loved it.
Like it should have been more of a softer fabric, not a hard tweed.
Well, the challenge was
street
high end street wear.
Yeah.
Not streetwear. So they had to take it up a notch. It wasn't just like leggings.
Yeah. But I mean, like, they could have done it like in a, I guess denim would be too.
You just don't want that fabric because you think it looks hot. And you are very affected by anything being hot.
Yeah, well, true. I didn't like it.
No, so, I loved it.
I didn't like it. But, yeah, I like Dapper Dan. That was.
Yeah, he looks good.
Mm-hmm. Although I never heard of him before. Had you?
Well, no, I feel like designers are very under. They're like not A-list celebrities.
No, unless it's like, I don't know, Ralph Lauren.
Yeah.
You know.
But like, think about how many designers there are. They have a whole fashion week of all these designers. Who do you know?
Yeah. Well, that's because we shop at Forever 21.
But I'm just saying, they're not like on like, you know, like on TV where I could hear the names like, oh, I'm wearing this.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
So, yeah. I like Project Runway, but...
In their own world.
I like Project Runway, but you don't have to watch the whole thing, so it's even better. You can just watch the last part and see the everything, and then...
Yeah, I agree. It lasts too long. It's an hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's too much.
I mean, they could cut down all that background stuff. It used to be an hour show.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, what are you obsessed with this week?
Well, let's see. I have a couple of little notes. Maybe you won't be interested. This is a couple of topics that's kind of trending right now. What do you want to see what you think about it? First is Mary Kay to Mary Jane. That's home parties to sell CBD oil and products. You know, like used to have home parties to sell Mary Kay.
Associated with Mary Kay?
No, that's just...
It's called Mary Kay to Mary Jane?
Yes, that's the party.
The company you know, like, is called have, that?
No, that's just what the party's... You know, like, let's have a Mary Kay party. Let's have a...
Yeah.
It's the party to have... To sell the CBD oils.
Oh, I was about to say, Mary Kay better have trademarked their name because they better be making some money off parties called Mary Kay to Mary Jane.
No, it's kind of with the new story, kind of like Varsity Gate with the college admissions. I mean, they just gave it a name, Mary Kay to Mary Jane. So
I'm just very
having house parties and they're selling their samples.
I'm minimalistic when it comes to things I ingest. I hardly can make myself take a multivitamin every day. I know I'm very young, but I'm like, I'm not going to be ingesting this. I don't know what it is. I don't know where it came from. Well, I don't know what it's going to do to me.
Here's the thing. I probably just don't know all the details, but I've been in this world for
long time.
I don't mind saying more than 50 years. And where has CBD oil been? Marijuana's been around. Where has
the government's been holding it?
Why is there all of a sudden a CBD oil and how come it cures everything? That's what I want to know. And I'm with
you.
It's
called a trend.
It's like, what the heck? This is something new? I don't know. But they showed this woman who was giving the party. She was the host. And she is extremely overweight. She looks like she's just down on her luck. I mean, that's kind of how she looked. And she said she's a chronically depressed person, which all you do is look at her. And she just swallows a few drops of this every morning. And she has a fantastic day.
Yeah, they call that a placebo.
What?
That's what the last couple of pills on my birth control does to me, too.
Yeah, that's what my coffee does.
Well, I just, maybe I mean, I'm very, as you may know, because you're my mother, I'm a very timid person. I'm cautious. I can say that that has kept me from doing drugs in my youth and my college and all that stuff, because I'm just too scared to know what's going to come of whatever I ingest. So I'm not trying to be ingesting I'm not trying to ingest something we just found out was going to save everything. Y'all try it for 50 years and then I'll try it.
Well, and you know, if I'm, you know, 75 and I'm have cancer, I mean, and I'm in pain, what the heck? But just, you know, I'm waking up depressed and I weigh 300 pounds. And so I'm going to just pop a few drops of this every day. I mean, I don't know. It just, anyway, that's the latest craze. One of the things that I heard this week. And most of the attendees at these parties are, guess what? Guess who? Female baby boomers. Like me.
Gullible Facebookers. That's what I call them.
Yeah.
They saw their friends on Facebook had some kind of party. Message me. DM me. PM me. Which, by the way, PM me is a baby boomer term because nobody my age says PM, because it's a DM, not a PM.
What's a PM?
A private message?
Oh.
Yeah, private message, personal message. I don't know. That's not what they're called. They're called direct messages.
Yeah. Well, I know
that. It's always been DM.
Yeah.
Well, any baby boomer I see on Facebook always says, I've lost 50 pounds. Everybody PM me for more information. So that sounds like some gullible Facebook party people.
Maybe I'll get invited to one. I can report. I can be the reporter, the undercover reporter. Okay.
Well, I have something I'm obsessed with.
What?
We can go back and forth, or you want to just do all yours?
No, yours is this one is not as interesting, I don't think. So you go.
I am obsessed, I already told you, but with drama from Big and Rob Dyrdek, Fantasy Factory show. Drama was Rob's cousin. He still is Rob's cousin, but he was the one that they made fun of. If you go way back, if you're an OG reality TV and you used to watch MTV when it was cool, this was a reality show about, he's a professional skateboarder.
Yeah. And
Big was his bodyguard.
Yeah.
This big black guy. That's why they call him Big.
Yeah.
And they had what they called the Fantasy Factory, which was a skate park. And like, he obviously had a brand. So they would just like mess around all the time. And Drama was the cousin who was younger than him. And they would always pick on him. Because he was like,
yeah. And they would put him like in the skateboard car and send him over the skate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So okay. Drama has his own podcast now. And he also has a business called Young and Reckless. And it's like skateboard clothes and clothes like that.
Yeah.
And he has a podcast and he has a bunch of very celebrity people on it, like A-list status, as well as YouTubers and social media people. And he's a really good facilitator and he has a good podcast. So,
wow.
Yeah, cool. I really like him. So it's called Short Story Long.
And what do they talk about? Skateboarding?
It's mostly famous people and about their lives.
Oh, so like he just does interviews?
Basically. He just interviewed the guy that is the brand CEO for the brand called Movement, which is like a watch company that's got famous on Instagram within like the last couple of years.
Wow.
And kind of just talked about how he's a 27-year-old billionaire on Forbes
list,
most richest people or whatever. And he was like, he basically just sells these watches. I don't even really know what else they sell, but
who would have thought you need another brand of watch?
I don't know. Instagram.
That's so awesome. What can
he's very good looking, by the way.
Oh, the watch guy?
Yeah.
Did you ask if you could work for him for free?
Oh yeah. I'm averaging about 5 people a day of free work, free labor.
Soliciting.
Yeah.
yourself, peeping yourself out.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. If somebody answers, what are you going to do?
I say, let's do it.
You say, drop everything and move to Cincinnati.
Cincinnati?
I'll move to LA. Or New York.
Well, I'm not moving to Cincinnati.
Okay. Well, that's good. You do have some limits.
Yeah. I'll move to LA. I'll move to New York.
Yeah. Well, very good, sister.
So, what are you obsessed with?
I can't say I'm obsessed this week. I thought I would take a break from the news because I was getting too obsessed last week and lately.
That's probably good for me.
I haven't done it.
Oh.
What really bothers me is the morning shows. And so I kind of don't watch that. I watch the local one because I can see the weather and the traffic, and it's kind of entertaining. They do have news on it.
But yeah, D-list show.
Yeah, the local, you know, with Tim and Prisbel, whatever her name is.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one that with the Spurs cheerleader and Meredith or whatever that old lady's name is.
Oh, I like that too, but I haven't watched that in a long time. Yeah,
that is like D-list.
You would never know that we were in Dallas, Fort Worth watching that.
No, I'm pretty sure the Corpus Daily Show was more entertaining.
Yes, the ones in Lafayette are. I know they are. I do like that show though, because it shows, you know, things going on in and around town, like. They'll do a feature at the Botanical Gardens.
No. Okay. Tell me what you're actually obsessed with. That show is terrible.
I'm not obsessed with that show. I just wasn't going to watch it. No, I'm talking about like Good Morning America and the Today Show and all of them that are very slanted. And the banter, no matter what they're talking about between each other, is so annoying to me. And they just replaced Kathy Lee with Jenna Bush. Can't stand her.
Well,
annoying. Go ahead.
I've decided that I've made my mornings a lot quicker and a lot better. I know you know this, but I work on a strict timer. I've turned on the news. I literally only watch it from 7 to 7:15, and then I turn it off and leave and like finish my stuff and then leave, because I used to turn it on from 7 and just leave it on, and I would find myself just standing and watching the news of like packing my lunch. So I think you should do that, because I mean, past the first 15 minutes I don't really need to know anything.
Well, and that's usually, I don't usually like the first 15 minutes, because that's when they give their slanted version of world news. So I usually like
Well, but it's all the headlines.
Yeah, I don't like the headlines. So, I usually like when
Well, but then you can know. Oh, no. We're not watching the news for entertainment. That's where you're all wrong, sister.
Well, at least
we are watching the news.
It's
for
usually not
boom, 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 boom. We're trying to get Smollett is not doing jail time. We're trying to get boom, 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 and then you can know for the rest of the day.
And Becky is going to jail.
Yeah. I don't even want to hear their side of the story. I just want to hear the bullets, and then I can discuss throughout the day with clients what I saw in the news. I can look it up on Twitter or to read again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get entertained by any slanted views. I'm just trying to hear the bullets and then bounce.
Yeah.
So, I will say that's helped me with my schedule.
Very good. Yeah. Good job, sister.
That's all I have. Thank you. I run a tight, tight ship.
Yeah, you make me stressed.
Yeah. Hey, I've heard on many a podcast that the most successful people and the most creative people have the most structure, because you don't have to think about like all those like minute things because they're so structured. You just do it in a certain order and then you have time to be creative with other things.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's actually working for me, but that's what I've heard.
Well, I don't think you waste a lot of time not being structured, because even when you think you're not structured, you are.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? I don't have to wake up and be like, oh, what am I going to make for breakfast? Oh, let me see what's in the pantry. Oh, okay, yeah. I'm like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, you're on it. Good job.
Yeah, yeah. Just pray. When I have kids, who knows?
That's what I was just thinking.
They're going to learn how to be structured. That's what I got to say. Out the door at 6:27.
They will do what you do. I mean, they might give you a lot of hell about it, but they got to get up and get ready. They got to get up and get ready.
Yep.
That's how it goes.
So that's all I have to say.
Okay. Well, me too.
We've been on here for 60 minutes, so.
Oh, time to hang it up.
Yeah, we don't want to lose our listener. I will say we've made over $1 in AdSense.
Yay. Where is my cut?
Well, sorry, I'm the producer and the main talent in the this.
Creator.
So.
Creator, yeah. Producer, director.
Yeah, until we reach double digits and you don't get a cut.
I'm best supporting actress.
Until we make $10.
Okay.
I'll give you 2.
Okay. Well, all right.
All right. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and like. Tweet me. Follow me on Instagram, Lindsay R. Traha. And where can they follow you?
At Traha Home.
All right.
On Instagram.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.